This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Sell time. Okay. A couple of names are being linked to the Broncos. Another name we're starting to hear is Garrett Wilson. Jets are in a fire sale mode. There were reports earlier in the year that Garrett Wilson was kind of intimating that he wants out. Would he be? There it is. Buy or sell. Are the Broncos making any more, like, any significant trade before the trade deadline?
I don't think so.
Do you think that that's because they don't need to, or do you just think that they're done with the... I mean, 2 o'clock, I believe. 2 o'clock is the deadline. Are they... Is that a belief in the current roster, or is it, hey, we don't really want to part with draft picks... And there's nobody of value on this team that we want to move on from.
Yeah, it's that. And also, if they would have made a trade, it would have been earlier, I think.
Yeah, they're coming in, Mike. I mean, they are coming in.
They're going to trade for someone. Make it worthwhile. And for the love of God, don't trade away the freaking franchise.
Would you be okay with a first-round pick for Jalen Waddle? Really?
No, I'm tired of trading away first-round draft picks.
But he's essentially like...
getting burned.
He would produce like a first-round pick, wouldn't he? He's already good.
Yeah, I'm sure Russell Wilson, he was already good. He produced like a first-round draft pick.
This is a wide receiver who, on a bad Dolphins team, has 41 receptions for 586 yards and 4 touchdowns. You wouldn't part ways with a first-round pick for that? It's a sure thing. First round picks, how's Jahdae Barron working out so far? And he might. I'm just saying. Like, if you can get the now, do you think you're in a championship window? Of course you do, but be real with me. Come on. Focus in. Lock in. Do it. Do you think you're in a championship window?
The window is always open.
Golly, you are irritating. If you believe that you're in a window, then wouldn't Jalen Waddle be better to have on your team this year as opposed to that first-round pick that you're using next year? Which is probably going to be a later pick because they're 7-2 right now.
What's his contract?
I just wrote that down. He signed a 3-year, $84.75 million deal in May of 24. So you'd still have 2 years left on the deal. The rest this year and then 2 years left.
Sounds kind of expensive.
It does sound expensive, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to pay that much. Don't want to pay the first round fee, and I also don't want to pay him that much.
I mean, I'm in this window mindset, Mike. I know you do the whole, they're going to win it every year, but that hasn't worked out very well for you. I think they could win it, Mike. They could win it this year, but what... Aside from special teams, and nobody's trading for special teams. By the way, I don't know if you can find Sean Payton's comments yesterday. He was very upset with a reporter asking about whether he was talking about their current special teams coordinator needing to go or if he was talking about more personnel. If you can find it, it's hilarious because Sean Payton is pretty spicy on that side because he was asked kind of about after Payton said something like Sunday, like, hey, if this doesn't get fixed, we'll find somebody who does. A reporter from the Denver Post, I can't think of his name, and Sean Payton couldn't remember his name either, but I want to credit him if you can find it. asked him specifically, like, were you talking about players or were you talking about coaches like Darren Rizzi? And I don't know if he actually mentioned Darren Rizzi. And coach, like, he got right back. He snapped. He's like, hey, whatever his name is. It's not the coaching. The coaching's great. We had 10 guys on the field. 11th guy wasn't on there. Basically, if that guy's not going to get on the field, we're going to find somebody who can. So he went back to, you know, full-on personnel situation. But so again, the point is, before I trailed off, you're not making any moves to fix your special teams unit today other than what you're doing on your own roster, I don't believe. What else has been rough for the Broncos, and that's been slow starts offensively, does that change if you have another, I don't even know if I say another, a more of a dynamic wide receiver? And, I mean, if it's going to take a first-round pick, the question you have to ask is if you believe the Broncos are a championship team this year. And if the answer is yes, then you would give up a first-round pick for Jaylen Waddle. If you think this is a playoff team, but we need to keep those, we're not going to win a Super Bowl this year, we need to keep those picks and continue to build around whatever it is, whether you're adding more defensive guys or you're adding more weapons for Bo Nix, then you keep your picks and you take your chances with this group and see how far you can go. But I do believe if the obvious answer to that question is yes, this is a championship window, well, you don't have today a list of championship caliber type receivers. That's not to say you can't win it, but you just don't have that threat. You don't have that guy that is, you know, going to demand coverage from your best corner on your receiver. You don't have a guy that says, okay, my job is to shut down Courtland Sutton. No, I would imagine you're game planning around this Broncos team, and it's not really a one-on-one thing. Maybe it's just whoever you feel that you feel on their roster has the hot hand. So first-round pick for Waddle, and you might be able to get less than that. Would you do a second-round pick for Jaylen Waddle, Michael? How about a second-round pick? Second round pick, Mike. It's not first, but it's the second one.
I mean, it's a combination of how much are we paying the player?
A lot.
And what kind of pick or player are we giving up?
I mean, he's, like I said, he's got a 3-year deal, $84.75 million that he signed in May of 24.
Was born in the wrong body.
So he's got 2 years left on the deal, this year included.
It's a lot of money.
You get him for the rest of the year. I think he's still owed like $70-plus million. You're going to get out of the Russell Wilson stuff after this year. So, why not?
I mean, that doesn't give you room to do, too much room to do anything else.
What do you need to do right now? Aside from win. Win it all. Would you have, with the Broncos when they won Super Bowl 50... Would you, when John Elway was asked, hey, what about the future? And he's like, we're not concerned about the future. We're worried about plan A, not plan B. Some people knock that, including me sometimes. Like, he didn't worry about plan B. He was too worried. But plan A got you a Super Bowl. Isn't that what this is all about? Is getting a Super Bowl? Not many teams win them all the time. Not many teams do what the Chiefs are doing or what the Patriots did. So if you can go get one now, and you think that Jaylen Waddle is the missing piece on offense, then you go get him.
If you think he's the missing piece, then yes, but I don't know if he's the missing piece.
What's the biggest weakness on this roster?
Probably.
It's not running back. It's just Sean Payton's lack of running. So you can't fix that in a trade.
No.
So it's not running back. Is it tight end? Could you go trade for a monster tight end? You won't get a monster tight end.
I mean, it's going to be between tight end and receiver. I expected by now your receivers to perform. None of them have really stepped up.
Is that Bo Nix or is that the receiver core?
It's probably, I'm going to say it might be a little more on Bo Nix.
Okay. Do you think Bo would be better if he had a better receiver than Courtland Sutton, Troy Franklin, Marvin Mims Jr., Pat Bryant?
If he had a guy that had that extra step, he probably wouldn't be overthrowing.
Waddle is that guy. You know, he's a good player. And I just, if you're telling me that your biggest weaknesses are wide receiver and tight end, and I don't know a lot of teams are going to part with good tight ends, I don't see the Raiders shipping off Brock Bowers today. I don't see that happening. He's young. He's part of the guy. He's one they're going to build around. And if the other answer is Bo would probably have better numbers and the Broncos would be better on third down if they had more of a reliable receiver that could get open in key situations, would Bo be better? And if you're saying yes, Bo would be better. Now, if Sean Payton's looking at it going, no, Bo's got a hit on those. That's not on the receiver. That's on Bo Nix. Then keep your pick. Keep your pick and say this is the group that we're going for. But if you, I said this in the offseason. This is why I knocked the Jahdae Barron thing at first. I like the pick now. I mean, I'm fine with it, even though I just said, hey, what has he done? Still think he might be the long game kind of player. But I really wanted to see the Broncos, no matter what happened, whether they had to trade around, move back, if they needed to, get a weapon in the first round, late first round, for Bo Nix. That should have been a priority, whether that was tight end or running back. The problem with where their draft pick was the guys that were Warren, like those tight ends, were too far up for them to go get, including some of the running backs. And then the other guys in that second tier were too far back for them to take in the first early first round. He's not going to gamble like he did on Bo Nix. So my mindset was, why not move back late first round and then go get you that running back? And they got R.J. Harvey in the second round, and we're starting to see more from him. I think that's a good sign going forward. I feel like Denver is kind of a contender. But if you get Waddle, I do think that kind of moves more, I think, closer to, yes, a contender. And they've survived losing first-round picks before. So, I don't know. Because George Payton has always been, we always said, give him more draft picks. Because he's really good at evaluating talent. And he has been. Aside from the Russell Wilson re-signing after the trade, George Payton really hasn't been that bad. A lot of his guys, and Sean now in the collective, have actually worked out. Aaron texting in, I'm okay if it's just one draft pick, but not multiple draft picks. So would you do it for a first rounder? Knowing that that's probably going to be in the 20s. That's even less of a guarantee than the, you know, 15s and 10s. I'm talking you into this, aren't I, Mike?
I was just thinking I would trade multiple draft picks if it was a 6 and a 7, but that's just me dreaming.
No, it's not. He's... I mean, what we're seeing right now with Rashid Shaheed, that was a 4th and a 5th round pick, wasn't it? So I don't see you're going to get, it's, I mean, maybe a second round pick. If it's a second round pick, Mike, you jump all over that. And you get Waddle, and that's the question. I mean,
but the question is, can Waddle help the Broncos burst into the playoffs, or are they still waddling to the playoffs?
They will waddle in his way. I mean, this is a playoff team, right? The Broncos are a playoff team. We're not going to sit here and pretend that they aren't. But if you get a guy like that, get him. You know, you play your game Thursday. Who knows if he would play? I'm guessing he would. You get that win, and then you got like a mini bye, and you got a chance to really start to work him in. Seattle got Rashid Shaheed for a 4th and a 5th round pick. So a 4th and a 5th round pick. Waddle is better than that, I think. Shaheed's numbers are 44 receptions for 499 yards. But you also look at his career and what he's done. He's been okay. I mean, last year he played in 6 games. He got hurt. He had 20 receptions. The year before that was 46 receptions. I just think a guy like Waddle has still more upside. So I'm looking at the X account here. We're going to keep our eyes on it and see, but
So has the Broncos X account said anything?
Mm-mm. Well, they're going to be the last to report it. They're going to be the ones that say after the signing is done.
Have you ever heard of the Right Way Sports Network?
No. Why?
Oh, because they were just saying New York Jets trading Garrett Wilson to the Denver Broncos. That's the only source I can find.
Is this? This isn't. Is that? That's fake. I almost got duped, Mike. I almost got. Why you got to be careful?
Yeah, that's why I asked you. Have you ever heard of this network?
No, because I just saw a fake Adam Schefter account just now. Right as I opened up my X. I know it's not true, Tanner. I just said it. Got excited for a second, though. But the fake Adam Schefter says, ESPN sources, Dolphins are trading wide receiver Jalen Waddle to the Broncos in exchange for a first and fourth round pick. That is fake. It's not real, but I would do that. We're almost there. There's a lot of heat on this, though. There's a lot of Broncos fans talking about him. Yes, I would do it. I've talked myself into it 100%. I think this team has a championship caliber defense that can carry them along. And if you have just another weapon that teams have to watch out for and Waddle. Because if you're a defensive coordinator for an opposing team, Mike, who are you scared of for the Broncos? Who are you game planning around? Who is it?
Well, it's not the run game, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, if we could stop J.K. Dobbins. Well, he's going to get 15 carries. So you got 15 times. You got to keep him from breaking one of the house. Watch R.J. Harvey out of the backfield.
He'll get it 5 times.
Cortland Sutton is going to be good for one really good play. And maybe
he's had some drops this year.
He's had some drops, but he did it. Wasn't it a 30-yard touchdown catch that he had Sunday?
Yeah.
He's going to have a big play or two. And then most of the time on a good game for him, it's just going to be short passes, and he's sure-handed. He's not a big yak guy. So is that a big priority for you? No. Troy Franklin, he's fast. Don't let him beat you over the top. I mean, I know I'm simplifying it, but there's just nobody on this. Like, if I'm looking at the Broncos in reverse, who they're going up against the Raiders, they've struggled to stop a dynamic tight end. We got to watch. We got to pay extra close attention to Brock Bowers because he's the guy that could change things in this game.
Well, I don't think it matters whether Troy Franklin's going to beat anybody over the top because Bo Nix is going to beat Troy Franklin over the top.
Yeah. Look at you being a little critical there. I like that. That was good, Mike. Well done. Do more of that.
Burn.
Well, that's the question. You can give me Waddle. Can Bo hit him? And if you're saying, well, sometimes the receivers are just a step behind, and Bo's actually been on. Sean would probably tell you that, no, the passes have been spot on. The guys have just missed it by a step.
Oh. I mean, they don't look spot on to me. Some of them it looks like the wide receivers are out of position, but a lot of them look like, Bo, where are you throwing that? If you ever go and watch some of those retired quarterbacks doing analysis, I forget which one, but one of them, he was in the NFL for like 15 years for 12 different teams. And he's like, I have no idea where Bo was throwing this ball. And it feels like there are 4 or 5 of them this year that he's done that for whatever reason.
At the beginning of the season, ESPN's NFL crew did a top ranking wide receivers list going into the season. And they had Garrett Wilson at number 10. Waddle didn't. I mean, he got votes. Whatever this was, he got votes for it. Garrett Wilson would be one too, man. He's a good player. He can get separation. Like he might be one of the better receivers as far as getting separation. And if you can, I mean, the Jets have shown us right now they are major sellers today. So maybe it makes more sense to go after Garrett Wilson than Waddle.
They're major sellers because they are the seller.
They are the seller, and that's what you typically see. Let's get rid of guys.
They're underground.
I got it. Yeah. Let's get rid of guys that, you know, they don't want to be here. We're losing. Let's rebuild. Let's break this down of the studs and start over. You know, for the Jets, they already have a new head coach, but start over with him next year, I guess. The Dolphins are probably going to be, they're already done with their old GM. They're probably going to be without their head coach next year. So maybe they restart too. 25 minutes after the hour. It's Top Text Tuesday. Best text of the day. Some good ones today. Gets a $20 gift certificate from Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. You said Chris might be winning today. Might be winning this one today. He's looking sharp. Dixon's up there. Let's see if we can get a few more coming in. Top Text Tuesday, 888-530-0043. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Have a drink. Football 52, the two-man gang. Cody the weather guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name. When they walk through the door, whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Faroknesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Yeah, look at this. This is rebuilding. The Jets, after their movements today, this is what they have so far. In 2026, they have two first-round picks. They have their own still, and then they got the Colts. And they have their own second-round pick and Dallas's second-round pick. In 2027, they have three first-round picks. They have their own, they have Dallas's, and they have Indianapolis. So that's a team that's saying, hey, we're starting all over. We're going to go with this coach, but we're starting all over. Trading all these assets away, and we're going to rebuild in a different way. It's amazing how it works. He said, Chris Brady, haven't heard you for a while. What should the Broncos give up? Is Mercedes on the watch? They won't. Yeah, nobody's wanting him. What I'm reading right now from the sportingnews.com is that the starter price, this is from CBS Sports' Jonathan Jones, the starting price for Jalen Waddle is a first-round pick and then some. So it's a first-round pick to get on the phone with interim GM Champ Kelly on Waddle. It's a first-rounder and then some. So for the Broncos to at least get on the phone, they have to say, hey, we'd be willing to trade a first-round pick. What else? And can't imagine. I mean, is that going to be a player? And if you're Miami, you're looking at young players on a roster that can help us with the rebuild. Who is that? I don't see a lot of guys that are on this roster outside of the defensive side that you would look at and say, yeah, that's a young player we'll take. Throw him in and you got a deal.
Look, the Broncos have a great water boy and a great ball boy that I think would be a good future head coach for the Dolphins.
Good ad. Good job. No, there's nobody. Even on the defensive side, these are all established players. Some are high money guys. There's nobody that I would, if I'm Miami, that I would look at and say, yeah, we must have him. To add to what we're going to hopefully get with draft picks and build for the future, maybe a Quinn Miners, but that's not happening. There's, I mean, Cortland Sutton, Troy Franklin, Marvin Mims, maybe Mims. But if I'm Miami, I'm looking at it going, I'm going to take a first-round pick. I'm going to get rid of a stud receiver. I want either another first-round pick or a second-round pick or a third-round pick. And or a player that I think could be a part of the build for next year. So, fascinating stuff. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The UNC Bears won last night, 91-57. Just kind of very similar to what we saw with CSU. I mean, they're playing a ton of dudes. Starting five for the Bears, obvious ones, Quinn Danker, Zach Block, and Brock Wisney. Fine games for them. Our guy, Brock Wisney, 8 points, four boards, four assists, and a steal. Played 22 minutes. This game felt like it was pretty much over after halftime. Ibu Yamazaki from Japan had 9 points, four boards, three steals. Arik Muyen, 12 points. He was kind of the standout there. And then Quinn Danker with 13 points, seven assists. Coming off the bench, Ring Neary, another one to watch out for. Egan Shields, see how his minutes kind of progress throughout the year. That's one that they're talking about, either with him or Will Humer in a kind of a combo with Brock Wisney. But the Bears are good. The Bears are going to be a good team at two. Big win for them just to start off the season 1-0. They get Colorado Christian on Friday. Colorado Christian was up 63-61 last week in an exhibition game over Weber State. And then Weber State ultimately won. So this is not a gimme on Friday for the Bears, but we'll see. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Texter, so Broncos go deep, looking at a late pick. Trade number one, let's go. But if there's more to it, what else can the Broncos offer? And if it's more draft picks, then you start to get into that. Multiple picks? So it just sounds like it's first round pick and then some. So what is the then some? We're about 20 minutes away. We'll keep monitoring this. Coming up next, though, let's look at the NFL playoff picture, Mike. The teams in front of the Broncos, the teams that could catch the Broncos. Broncos schedule, you guys are going to be surprised. The Broncos schedule looks pretty good compared to a lot of the teams as we make this playoff push now. We're in that mode. Let's talk about that coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
The AFC playoff picture. As we are rounding out, you know, we're moving on to week 10 now, Mike. So we can get into this. And we can start really analyzing where this is going to go. So here's where it sits. And this is great news. You'll love this news, Mike. You'll love this news. If the playoffs were to start today, which we know they're not, but still, it's just fun to say on November 4th, the Kansas City Chiefs would not be making the playoffs. At 5-4, they would be just on the outside looking in. They would be eighth. The Jacksonville Jaguars would actually get in as the seventh seed, the seed that the Broncos took last year.
Nice.
Nice.
Looks like a lot of people wearing stripes read that Texas El Paso study.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are seventh. The Los Angeles Chargers are sixth. The Bills are fifth at 6-2. The Steelers are fourth at 5-3.
By default.
And the Broncos are 7-2 at number three. The Patriots 7-2. And they sit at number two. And the Indianapolis Colts, who just made a big trade for a big-time corner, are 7-2, holding down the number one seed. Yes, Mike. Please add something.
We should have that.
Yeah.
We should have that.
Have what?
Broncos should have the number one seed.
Why?
Because they should have won that game. Darn it.
I was getting ready to say, please add something that would bring some juice to this.
They had every opportunity.
Well, they should have lost
to
the Giants, too. If Jackson Dart doesn't throw an interception to Justin Sternad, you probably lose that game. So there's a bunch of those. You're 7-2, just take it. Take the good with the bad.
No, I only want the good and the
Here's what's coming up for the Colts. They have the Falcons. Then they're at Kansas City. Then they have the Texans. At Jacksonville, at Seattle, 49ers, Jags again, at Texans again. Not the easiest schedule in the history of the world. The Patriots are at Tampa Bay next. They have the Buccaneers, then the Jets, but then they're at Cincinnati, And that offense might spoil some people's dreams. The defense might make everybody's dreams come true. That's a very weird team. Even Joe Flacco has not been the problem. He's got the offense right where it would have been with Joe Burrow, which is weird to say. They also have the Giants, and then they have the Bills. Then they have, they're at Baltimore, and then the Jets and the Dolphins. But there's a couple of games in there that are not easy games. For the Broncos, we know what they have. Raiders, Chiefs, Washington, Raiders, Green Bay, Jags, KC, and the Chargers. Not a crazy schedule the way it's shaping up. Washington doesn't look like the same team. Green Bay is beatable, I think, by Denver. The Steelers are at 4-4. They have they're at the Chargers, Bengals, Bears, Bills, Ravens, Dolphins, Lions, Browns, and Ravens. Not a great setup for them. Couple of gimmies. Bills have the Dolphins, Bucks, Texans, Steelers, Bengals, Pats, Browns, Eagles, and the Jets. Bucks are interesting for them. Texans are pesky. Steelers, like I said, the Bengals can score a lot. Patriots, not an easy one for the Bills either. Chargers have, I'm just looking at the ones that might catch the Broncos. Chargers, Steelers, Jags, Raiders, Eagles, at Kansas City, at Dallas, taking on the Texans, and then at Denver. Jags, are the Jags going to get in? Are they going to make it in? So they would be the last one in. They're at Houston coming up. Then they're home against the Chargers, at Arizona, at Tennessee, going up against the Colts, then the Jets, then they're at Denver, at the Colts again, then finish up the season against the Titans. Who out of the playoff picture right now is going to get in? And I'm stopping it at Cincinnati. I think beyond Baltimore, I don't think Cincinnati has the defense to come back from a 3-6 record. Vegas is out. Cleveland's out. Miami's out. Jets are out. Tennessee's out. So it's basically the 10th up. So Baltimore, Houston, and Kansas City, which one of those three teams is more likely to squeeze into the playoffs? And I think it's the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are at Minnesota this weekend. Then they're at Cleveland. Then they're home against the Jets. Then they're home against the Bengals. Home against the Steelers. At Bengals. Home against the Patriots. At Green Bay. And then at Pittsburgh. Favorable for the most part.
I was going to say, some of those are tough, but I mean, they don't have a defense, but those games against Cincinnati are going to be interesting.
They could lose both of those games. They could. I think they could win the next three, but I would not be shocked if they drop them, if they drop two games to the Bengals, because that offense is going to put up 50. Can Lamar Jackson and Baltimore put up 51?
If he stays healthy.
If he stays healthy. Completely different teams. Kansas City, they have they're at Denver next because they're off this weekend.
Lost.
Then they have the Colts at home.
I don't know if they win that one.
Then they're at Dallas.
Win.
Home against the Texans.
Win.
Home against the Chargers.
Reps them up, help them out.
At Tennessee. Stop. At Tennessee, that's a win. And then they've got the Broncos at home, and then they're at the Raiders. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 potential losses. Maybe potential wins, too. But just, we're going to find out. Now, after Kansas City drops it to Buffalo, that put them at 5-4 right now. So every game becomes pretty significant. No, Dixon, not right. This is our year. Kansas City still has two games with Denver, so they will at least close the gap by two games. Denver's going to get the win against the Raiders on Thursday. They're going to be 8-2, right? 8-2. And then it's a long Broncos-Chiefs week. And I think they could do it. I think this could be the year they win both. I think the Broncos are going to finish with at least 12 wins now. I said 11.
What did you say before the season?
11. Dixon loves that. I'm 11. I think they're going to win 12. I think they might win the next four games. They've got Raiders, Chiefs, Washington, Raiders. They're going to win the next four games. 48 minutes after the hour. What did we learn today? Coming up next.
November, a time for thanks. We're thankful for you, Northern Colorado. Thanks for listening to Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn today on this fourth day of November? I guess 7 minutes. Maybe the Broncos are gonna pass. I don't know. When we got off the air, we could have breaking news. I don't know.
I mean, that was my speculation from the beginning.
Yeah, because you're always really logical and you can really evaluate the Broncos.
Also, they called me for my advice.
And that's okay, I guess. I would have been cool with a first round pick, but it sounds like there's more wanted from the Dolphins at this point. Basketball. It's going to be good this year. I think it's going to be really fun. A couple nights a week, get to watch all these teams. CU, too. We didn't talk a lot of CU or even Sundance. Wyoming getting a dub yesterday. That was cool. So it'll be fun to pay attention to and follow along. The Nuggets look good. Joker over 30 last night. He was incredible.
He gave himself a triple-double?
He did not get a triple-double last night. But he was close. But pretty good game overall.
If you get a triple-triple, does that count in the triple-double column?
Yes. What? You hurt my brain. You broke my brain.
Well, didn't he get a triple-triple? Does that also not go in the triple-double?
What is a triple-triple? What would be a triple-triple? 100 points, 100 rebounds, and 100 assists?
Yes.
That's impossible.
Yeah, you can do that.
No, you can't. You had my brain. You blew my brain up. I was trying to figure out what you were talking about.
There's a Troy State and DeVry game.
No.
It was like 200 and something to 100 something.
What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's what
maybe it was like he got 30, 30, and 30.
Yeah, that
something.
Would still be a triple-double because they are doubles.
Maybe that's what I was thinking about.
Double digits.
You got 30s.
Good job, Mike. Good night, everybody.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.